Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the Eveready Industries Limited Q3 FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Siddharth Rangnekar from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Inba. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Eveready Industries India Quarter 3 FY23 earnings conference call. Today, we are joined by senior members of the management team, including Mr. Suomaya Saha, Managing Director, Mr. Vivek Agarwala, CFO, and Mr. Indraneel Roy-Chaudhury, Senior VP, Finance and Accounts. Before we commence, let me share a disclaimer. Some of the statements made on today's call could be forward-looking in nature, and actual results could vary from these forward-looking statements. A detailed disclosure in this regard is available in the press release document, which has been circulated to you and is also available on the stock exchange website. I would now like to invite Mr. Saha to share his perspectives with you. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Siddharth. Good afternoon, and welcome to our Q3 earnings call. I hope all of you have had a good start to the new year. My agenda today shall be to cover the various aspects of our business while touching upon the dynamics of operations for the period ended December 2022. Since we last connected, Eveready has made notable progress in focusing on our core strengths and tapping into niche underserved segments. The tempo of activity is visible, and every product launch is backed by commensurate activation. Consumers are taking notice, and this is evident from the gains we have made in market share in our core business of batteries, where the brand is synonymous with the segment. Our market share in batteries jumped 170 basis points over the preceding quarter to stand at 54.5%, the highest level as far back one can see in the past. The brand remains a huge advantage for us, and the team is skillfully utilizing its power and potential to fan growth across businesses. The ubiquity of our brand is achieved through an expanding reach across 4 million outlets, about just under a fourth of which is our direct reach. The segments in which we operate call for seamless availability of products, and our system is honed to achieve just that. As we seek to drive penetration in newer categories in each of the segments, our teams are modernizing our approach and infrastructure. We have to be nimble to respond to consumer requirements and market dynamics in order to maintain our leadership position. The new drive to contemporize our distribution and making it more efficient is being driven through a new route to market initiative. The implementation of this is entailing changed work processes involving internal organization as well as with our channel partners. In order to implement the new RTM successfully, we consciously moderated our growth targets for the quarter. Ignoring the discontinued segment of appliances, turnover growth during the quarter was at 5.3%, though this was trending at 15% by the end of the first half. Our RTM implementation is now close to completion, and we shall revert to the higher level of growth in the foreseeable future. We are moving levers to back every product initiative with clear communication and requisite promotional collaterals, consistent with sustaining a leading brand franchise. There is apt emphasis on revitalizing our route to market such that we leave no market segment and niche untapped. I will turn my attention to the respective segments of the businesses, commencing with batteries. The battery market remained flat during the third quarter, reflecting sluggishness in demand, particularly in the rural part of the market. We managed to grow by 8.6%, which was primarily due to premiumization. As already mentioned, our value market share stood at 54.5% during quarter three, a clear evidence to our distinct leadership position in the market. However, we remain under-indexed in some geographies as well as in certain segments of the market, which provides us with headroom to grow despite our strong position in the market. Growth during the year to date stood at 11.5%. Within flashlights, as communicated earlier, the battery-operated segment is still showing decline, though at a lower rate of around 10%. Still, we are holding on to our market leadership position in this segment. We are grossly under-indexed in the fast-growing market of rechargeable flashlights, as the company did not address this market earlier. From the time we recognized this area as a major growth-driving opportunity, we have made good progress with building of an adequate portfolio of products. Our product launches during the quarter found enthusiastic traction in the market. This segment, which is primarily comprised of unorganized, unbranded products, will continue to be an area of interest for growth and building to a leadership position. Simultaneously, we are stepping up our efforts in the battery-operated category as well, so that the portfolio remains contemporary. Quality and feature functionality is our leitmotif, and that places us favorably to drive this segment upwards and hopefully arrest any further slide. Turning my attention to lighting now, our teams are pushing out an extensive lineup of products here, effectively making use of growing presence of the brand in the electrical outlets channel. Everyday lighting products have the dual advantage of being available extensively across the general trade channel and now also in the electrical shops. We are making good inroads across smaller towns and cities, and at the same time, honing our plans to tap into the larger metro locations and modern trade avenues more deeply. This segment will see commensurate impact in a few quarters. Our teams are developing products in-house and getting them produced under stringent operating checks in order to achieve the quality that the brand stands for. I will now briefly cover the developments during the quarter ended December 22. Revenues from operations came in for Q3 at 330.4 crores, which translates to 5.3% growth for the quarter, ignoring the discontinued business of appliances. For the nine-month period, the revenue from operations, which was at 1041.6 crores at a growth of 11.7% for continuing businesses. This achievement is on the back of premiumization of product portfolio combined with steady realization gains, which was further aided by focused marketing, campaign around communication and investment in branding and promotion. As consumption gathers momentum, we will see better volume metrics. Our EBITDA came in at 24 crores with EBITDA margin of 7.3%. It was mainly impacted by the movement in foreign exchange rates, continued inflation in key raw materials, higher advertising and promotion spends, as well as investment made in consultancy services with a view to improve our future operations. For the nine-month period, EBITDA stood at 109.1 crores at a margin of 10.5%. Towards the end of the quarter, there was a definite softening of key raw material prices, and this will result in margin improvement in the ensuing period. However, investment initiatives, which I touched upon earlier, will continue at the same pace for the remainder of the financial year. With a clear focus on achievable milestones, our initiatives to drive a market-relevant portfolio backed by sustained all-round communication in our business is beginning to bear results. And as the consumer demand climbs back, we believe Everyday will be a big beneficiary on account of its strong brand and distribution. As the economic growth within the country gradually catches up, it shall support us as we operate in segments straddling both urban and rural centers. As I have shared in the past interactions, some of the improvement initiatives will have an impact on the margins in the short term. Our teams are hard at work to enhance productivities from the system wherever possible. The coming years will see a much stronger EIIL with extended leadership in its segments of choice, underlined by profitable growth. I thus draw to the close of my remarks and wish to request the moderator to open the forum to queries from the participants. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may enter star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who has a question may enter star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Dhruv Jain from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. I have two questions. One
sorry
was
to
that,
interrupt, Dhruv. We are not. We can't hear you clearly. Are you on a speaker?
Can you hear me now?
Switch to headset mode and talk.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, this is better. Thank you.
Yeah. Hi sir, thank you for taking my question. Sir, I had two questions. One was that we've seen a sharp jump in other expenses this quarter. So you mentioned that you've taken, there has been an impact of consultancy services in this quarter. But if you could just quantify, the number there, and if there are any additional, growth spends that you made, which you think will normalize going forward. So.
So, you said two questions. Is that the only question, Dhruv?
No, I have another question.
Okay, so you want me to answer this first?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So, Dhruv, as I highlighted before, our main additional expenses over the quarter in the preceding year has been in advertising and, as I also indicated, on the consultancy services that we have availed of. So basically between the two of them, the total quantum of A&P with the consultancy service would be in the range of close to 20 crores.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's helpful. And sir, the other question, if you could just give us some, in your opening remarks also you mentioned that you've gained market share in the battery space. So, but growth has slowed down because you're taking some, you are doing some GTM changes. So is it, growth in the other pieces has not been that encouraging, or and if you could just give the split of the three segments, what's been the revenue and the revenue growth? Thanks.
Okay, so Dhruv, it is like this. As you are aware, till the first half of this year, we were growing at around 20 to 15%. Okay, if we disregard the discontinued business. Now, in this quarter was the time when we started initiating implementation activities on the new route to market, which entailed a lot of change, not only internally as well as externally. Now, when the organization, both internal and external, was undergoing such a massive change, it was necessary for us to sort of, slightly slow down on the growth target so that the implementation would go successfully, The change had to be internalized by all, concerned stakeholders. So that is the only reason why we had, however, despite all that, batteries grew by a 9%, which was, I think, extremely sort of pleasing given the context of the overall market not having grown. We also sort of arrested the decline of the overall flashlights segment because what we continue to lose on the battery operated one, we made up with the new launches that we did on the rechargeable side. So I think overall, given all the changes that took place, I would say the quarter went off in a very satisfactory manner. If at all, I would say you are a lighting expert, Dhruv, the lighting industry has not had a good quarter overall. And the same was the case with us. We ended with a flat quarter. That flat quarter, was perhaps a little more in our case attributable to the new route to market, the changes that we had initiated. And we do not see any challenge to that. And we would shortly revert to our overall, the growth targets that we had taken on for ourselves for the year. The lighting market, lighting segment has grown at 24%, and we see no reason why we cannot jump back to that level of growth in the ensuing quarters.
Thank you, sir. Very helpful.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may enter star and one. Our next question is from the line of Darshan Zaveri from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening, sir, and thank you so much for taking my question. I hope I'm audible.
Yes, Darshan, please go ahead.
Yeah, so, sir, I had one question I would have regarding all our three divisions. So, a breakup of our revenue and EBITDA for the quarter three would be very helpful. And the other thing I wanted to ask, if for quarter four, we are still, you know, having our consultancy and marketing expenses. So for what is the outlook that we would have for, you know, FY24 and beyond, like our growth trajectory as well as our margin profile, what are we seeing? Those will be my two questions, sir. Thank you so much.
So Darshan, let me take your last part first and then I'll come back to your initial part of the question, okay?
Yes.
So, you know, as I said that for the year to date, our growth is at 11.7%. That with the, on the back of a much slower growth in quarter three, which were for assignable reasons, which I explained just a little while back. We hope to end the year in, I would say, higher than our current year to date growth of 12%. So that is where we are sort of talking about, and in the foreseeable future, we should be able to push that up to, you know, a mid to late teens, teen level of growth, and that is where we stand currently, right? And I would say that this quarter's moderation on the growth target was something that, you know, we consciously did, and it was not sort of brought upon to us, you know, kind of in a default situation. With regard to the category-wise split up, you know, the total turnover for the quarter was 330 odd crores, of which battery was about 220 crores. I'm giving you very broad numbers.
Yeah, that's okay.
It was about 230 crores to be sort of more precise. The flashlight segment was about 35 odd crores. And flash, your lighting was 70.
Okay, sir. And how does our margin profile, you know, differ in each segment? I think batteries have.
I got you. I missed out answering this question. So you know, at the end of these three quarters, we stand at around 10.5% EBITDA percentage, right? And we think we will be slightly short of 10% because, as I mentioned, we will continue to invest in communication and we will continue to invest for the remainder of the period in the consultancy exercise that we have already, you know, we have undertaken. So given that, you know, these expenses will continue, we have I would say somewhat of a ambitious target in terms of communication for the quarter. So we would be perhaps go a little short of 10%. That is where we will end the year.
Yes, sir. And so I understand that, you know, we are investing in our growth in Q3 and Q4, and that's a very commendable thing. So how would that, when would that all our, you know, efforts get reflected? Like from FY24, we'll start seeing, our margins and growth, or, you know, it might be a bit longer process, you know, some rough timeline that we are envisioning for ourselves, you know, or any other target for, you know, our FY25 or something like that. That would help, sir.
So, Darshan, it is like this. You know, there are two absolutely well-articulated initiatives we have taken. One is engaging the consumer, and number two is sort of improving our distribution efficiency by designing a new route to market. Now, that route to market has, as I explained a little while back, impacted, you know, changes internally as well as in our external channel partners. Now, that entire activity is going to be completed and totally concluded by end of this financial year. So by March, the distribution bit is going to be completely ready, and so we will be ready to fire on all cylinders from 1st of April. Okay. Now, similarly, we have also engaged in consumer engagement program. Now, that is something, you know, we are doing our bit. Now, when that would kick in terms of, you know, more activation from the consumer side, is something that, you know, it takes time. It is not that, you know, I spend my advertising dollar today and tomorrow itself I start getting the result. But I would say that, you know, I would just go by my immediate history. We started our consumer activation from the last quarter, and we have immediately seen a market share jump. So, you know, if let us say, and that too in a market which did not grow, was stagnant, and, you know, despite having shares above 50%, we managed to improve our market share by nearly 2% points. So, you know, if I go by that, I don't know whether that would be replicated, but I would say that next year onwards, we should get the full benefit of distribution as well as a very significant part of the consumer activation program.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. That helps a lot, sir. So, just a question, so that I think previously we had stated that, you know, we can, you know, go from, we cannot double or double our revenue in the next 3 years. So that would largely be our major goal, right, sir?
So we had, what we had articulated is that based on our FY 2022, turnover, you know, our ambition was to go, which was about 1,170 odd crores, you know, if we ignore the discontinued business. Our ambition was to grow from there in 4 years' time to a double of that size. We still would try to, you know, chase that target and give it an earnest attempt, and I would say that the team is quite confident about that.
Okay, that helps me a lot, sir. And thank you so much for answering all my questions, sir. All the best.
Thank you, Darshan. Thanks for your interest.
Thank you. Any participant who wishes to ask a question may enter star and one. The next question is from the line of Aditya Makharia from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Just wanted to know, there was a filing done by you all that the proceedings with KKR, if I understand correctly, earlier you all weren't a related party, but now they have said the arbitrator has ruled that we are a related party along with the Williamson-Nagel Group. So just can you give us a broad sense that is this something which is a new development, and how does that, you know, going forward impact our any plans for capital raising? Thank you.
Thanks, Aditya. So I will really give you only a broad response because I am not a legal expert. The position is like this, that when the case came upon us, I mean that embargo of, you know, restricting us from capital raise and sale of non-core assets, etc., came, we had fought the case on the basis that we were not party to any of that. We were not party to the agreement. We were not party to anything, right? So it went into arbitration as per the terms of the facility agreement, and we also sort of, you know, objected to the jurisdiction being applied to us. So the arbitrators have come to the conclusion, or let us say decision, that we are part of that arbitration and we are part of the case. So we have to see it to the end of the situation, you know. So we have to go through with this process of arbitration till the matter gets concluded. In the meanwhile, the more relevant parties, let us say that it's a time frame. I think the time given formally is January 2024. So in the time frame, what happens to the company with regard to its own operation? As I had indicated earlier, that the company has sufficient operating cash flow to take care of its all day-to-day needs. It has the cash flow to honor its commitments towards banks. So there is no immediate crisis that, you know, the company has to immediately go for a capital raise or has to, you know, sell a non-core asset to fund its operations. The operations are self-sustaining, and so we don't see any concern in that in this regard. And in any case, with the company now having gone to a new promoter, the banks are only all the more willing to sort of lend support to us. So even if there are some temporary needs, there are a number of people who are willing to sort of, partner us in the that requirement. I hope I have been able to answer your query.
Yes, sir. Just one more small follow-up. So I believe that there's a claim of 100 or 150 odd crores, something to that amount, which KKR has put on us. So have we shown that as a contingent liability, or we are not providing for that amount as of now?
No, Aditya, that I think you are misinformed. There has been no claim on the company so far. So basically, there is, of course, an amount which the erstwhile holding company owes to KKR, but so far there has been no claim on the company, nothing has been quantified. We have just been made a party whereby we have been restricted to raise capital or sale of non-core assets, nothing beyond this.
Okay, got it. Thank you, sir, and wish you all the best.
Thank you, Aditya.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Ritesh Palaria from Grid Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Sir, battery revenue is approximately like 70% of our business.
Ritesh, you are getting a little garbled. Could you come closer to your phone or something?
Ritesh, are you still there?
Is this fine? Hello?
Our management team, are you able to hear Ritesh?
Let's hear him out.
Am I audible now, sir?
Yes, you are.
Sir, as I was saying, battery is about 70% of our business, and definitely there is some market share gain, but it would mirror more on industry growth. Can you give us some idea of how the industry is growing and which part of the industry is showing higher growth?
So we are talking of batteries. As I had highlighted earlier in my opening remarks, the market did not grow during this quarter. In fact, volumes had some little decline. Value growth was stagnant. We grew by about 9% during the quarter because, we did better than the market, and it was on the back of some premiumization efforts that we could sort of succeed in doing. So the market did not grow. But to make a very straight and simple answer to your query, the market did not grow during the quarter. But we hope that that only indicates the sluggishness, only indicates the inflationary impact that consumers felt, particularly in the rural segment. And we feel that as things are easing out, the market should revert to its normal level of growth.
So say market grows, say, 10%, your growth would be 50% higher than that?
It is very difficult to put a mathematics like that. When the market was zero growth, we grew nearly 10%, right? Let us just put that as a historical perspective, and our aim will always be there to grow faster than the market.
Okay. Regarding flashlight and specifically on rechargeable battery side, as you said, you are under-penetrated. So what's the status over there, and by when you think that your product profile will match the consumer needs?
So at this point of time, Ritesh, we already have, over the last couple of quarters, and which I have been also highlighting during the earnings call, we have been working on completely revamping that product portfolio, and I'm happy to say that we are nearly there. I would say 90% of the portfolio is complete. The balance 10-15% will get complete in this quarter. So, I would say effective 1st of April, we need to fire on all cylinders. We have the entire product, and in this category, our brand is the strongest. Our distribution is the, you know, the, it may seem a little boastful, but it is the best in this segment. So nothing is going to stop us.
Sure, sir. On lighting, the revenue is about 70 crore. Sir, if you can give us some idea, how much would be own manufacturing and how much would be trading in this?
Ritesh, roughly 30% of that came from our own manufacturer. When I say own manufacturer, it is a contracted manufacturer who only exclusively does it for us under our supervision. Balance we, you know, outsource from the likes of Dixon, RK, etc., the big manufacturers of the lighting industry.
Okay. So you would be more on a contract manufacturing in lighting, and even in flashlight also, that assumption hold true?
No. For flashlights, we manufacture 100% of our flashlights. You know, save for, you know, some odd model here and there, we are 100% manufacturing it ourselves. With regard to the lighting segment, yes, 30% is contracted manufacturer, exclusive to us. In the future, we will have to review, you know, whether we want to carry on with that situation or we want to get into our own manufacturer. But that is as and when.
Again, on lighting business, sir, clearly you are not present in the entire market spectrum. And it's a long haul game. So by when we can have a good presence in lighting or say double digit market share?
So Ritesh, can you just help me understand your question a little better? What do you mean by our not being present in the entire spectrum?
Sir, I believe you would be present in tube lights and bulbs, but not in luminaire side.
So, okay. From that perspective. So let me tell you, just like we did our portfolio revamp on flashlights, we have done the same for lighting. We have now a very, very reasonable and adequate range addressing both lamps as well as luminaires. Now, of course, historically, we have been a lamp selling company. So, you know, our turnover is heavily skewed towards lamps. But with the new portfolio having come in place, it will be our endeavor to rectify that skew. So, you know, in the coming year, we are going to take targets whereby the emphasis of our sales would be more on the luminaire side to bring up appropriate balance like any other lighting, established lighting player.
Sure, sir. And on market share, what can be a reasonable expectation?
For lighting?
Yes, sir.
Lighting, we are too small, Ritesh. You know, we are about 300 plus crores in a market which is 10,000 crore. We are very, very small. So at this point of time, instead of market share, we are looking at by what percentage we can grow our business.
Can we have this business growing, say, 2x in 2 years?
In 2 years?
Yes.
So I don't know whether 2 years or it is going to be 2.5 years, but certainly, you know, the 2x is something which is extremely tangible as a target for us.
So, is there any differential in the lighting business for Everready as a brand, or we are banking more means, as a product, or rather we are banking more on a brand?
No, so listen, ultimately, you know, most of the products are pretty similar. I mean, that is a fact of life. It is a play of brand and distribution. You know, whether you are available, when the consumer goes, whether he accepts your brand, whether your pricing is right. So that is the market end. But on the back end, we are trying the best product. You know, that is the promise of our brand. Dependability, reliability, power, these are some of our key values that we stand for. So at the back end, we work very hard to make sure that, you know, those things are given to the consumer. Now, obviously, we are a small player, but we have advantage, you know, of having access to, you know, general trade. We have now started putting our footprint in the electrical outlets. So, you know, we are confident that, you know, when the consumer goes, we would also communicate. You know, like we have started communicating on batteries, we will also communicate on lighting. So when the consumer goes to the shop, you know, we aspire to be the product of his choice.
Sure, sir. This is very helpful. The last on lighting, of this 300 crore business, any color on region-wise, where you will be more stronger than the other regions?
No, Ritesh. I mean, we are uniform. I mean, our footprint is all across, and it follows the demographic pattern of the country. So I wouldn't say that, you know, we are sort of, you know, over-indexed in. And no, of course, there would be pockets where we would not be as strong as the rest. But overall, I would say that we are uniformly spread.
Great, sir. It's good to hear. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you, Ritesh. Thanks for your interest.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Mithun Ashwat from Kiva Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, hi. Sorry. I just wanted to understand this new distribution strategy that you're working on. I just wanted to understand what it would entail. And at the end of this strategy, would this help you in terms improve your working capital, or is it also to drive sales better? So I just wanted to understand, is it only for the batteries, or would it entail for the lights
so
and the other businesses?
This is for, you know, all our categories. This is not something which is only specific to any particular category. And basic focus is that we would like to work with, see, the company has growth aspirations. Now, that growth aspiration can only be actualized if my channel partner also participates in that growth, right? Which means he has to bring additional capital, etc., etc. You know, he should be able to earn good profit. He should be able to rotate goods quick. So the entire emphasis on our new route to market is hinging on these few factors, that whether he is being able to bring the additional capital that is necessary to fuel growth, can he rotate, is he smart in supply chain? You know, that is something that while we do from the company side, whether he can also, you know, supply to the market in an effective and efficient manner so that he can rotate things faster, the secondaries get tracked better, etc., etc. So it is really sort of really looking at the whole process of how do we make things efficient. The accent is not so much on cost savings. The accent is more on how we can make this distribution really the engine for our growth that we aspire for.
Understand. But at the same time, do you think this will become, is this distribution too spread out, or would there be, you know...
I have understood your question. Let me answer. So basically, see, we have a footprint of our products in 4 million outlets, of which short of 1 million we service directly. Correct? Now, we have today no aspiration at this point, as I speak, to increase that outlet reach. Only thing is that what we are trying to do is that we think for the size of our business today and for the next year at least, that outlet reach is adequate. What we want to do is that outlet reach should happen in a more efficient manner and should happen in a growth accretive manner. That is all.
Understood, sir. And when do you think we will start seeing the benefits of this? Would it be from the quarter one of next year, or it could take maybe a few quarters for us to start seeing the
The team feels confident that it should be from quarter one.
Okay. Excellent, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Mehul Salda from RW Equities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, Mehul, go ahead.
Yeah. So first of all, sir, it was very heartening to see the full page ad on Times of India for the AAA batteries 2 days ago. So is this now part of like a sustainable strategy, or is it like just to get the initial interest in this segment?
No, Mehul, I mean, I have been articulating this time and again. This is an activity that we will make sustainable, will be there right through the year. I mean, it is happen chance that you saw that advertisement, but we were also during the quarter present on air, on TV, on digital, with our ads, you know, on batteries, and you would see us, you know, all the time now.
Yeah. So I think visibility has been there. I think it was just the buy three, get one, you know.
That was just a consumer activation program that we undertook.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And secondly, sir, just more a specific question on this consultant related expenses. Like marketing, like we understand it's a long-term investment and will continue through this year, this quarter, next year. But the consultant related expenses, you know, is it possible to quantify that this quarter and then last quarter? I mean, how much total we are going to be spending?
So,
non-recurring.
So this is really, you know, for a short period of time. And, you know, this route to market exercise that we have undertaken, it is all with the help of our consultants, because, you know, we needed their bandwidth at this point of time. So,
yeah.
You know, it is costing us something like about, you know, maybe 1.5% of our turnover for the current year. And, you know, these consultation agreements are, of course, for very limited time. I mean, till the company needs to, you know, sort of be properly advised. So that is where it stands.
Yeah. So I think it's a great move, and I think it really adds definitely a lot of value for the strategy point of view. I'm just saying that it will get, the expensing will get done in this Q4. I mean, FY24, there will not be further provisioning for this expense.
Maybe marginal, very, very, very marginal.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you very much. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Rupen Masalia from RN Associates. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my question is pertaining to battery business. Basically, just wanted to know, like, our market share is 54.5% at the end of Q3. So is it predominantly in zinc carbon battery or total, you know, including alkaline batteries? So if you can throw some light on that, and that's part one.
So shall I first answer that question?
Yeah, that's better, sir.
So this 54.5% is for the whole market. This is the data that AC Nielsen throws out. So this is for the whole market, which comprises of both carbon zinc as well as alkaline.
Okay. So, and basically, I think in the last call, you alluded that our market share is relatively lower in premium alkaline batteries. So, you know, if you can throw some more light on what sort of strategies we are going to adopt going forward to increase our market share, and since we have, you know, started on premiumization journey, so in the light of that, if you can, you know, elaborate us.
So, you know, we have been a late entrant in the alkaline market. Not late entrant, really, we were there, but the company did not focus too much on the alkaline battery. I mean, not alkaline, I mean the consumer doesn't understand alkaline or carbon zinc. I would say the higher priced batteries. So this is an effort that we have sort of undertaken from the last two quarters, and we are systematically sort of trying to, you know, make ourselves more meaningful in that higher premium segment of the market. So this is going to be a bit of a of an effort that needs to be sustained over a period of time, but we are completely sworn to it. So you, hopefully, you know, as we speak quarter by quarter, you would see us improving in that front.
Okay, okay, okay. And overall battery industry, how do you see it growing, going forward in the times to come, maybe say over next 3 years, 4 years, 5 years?
So, you know, if I go by the immediate past, the picture is not that rosy. But, you know, you must also sort of, you understand that we have gone through a very bad inflation cycle, and you know, demand slowed down for every conceivable commodity, every conceivable product category. So, you know, where does the headroom lie for battery growth? The headroom lies in the fact that we are one of the lowest consuming battery consuming countries in the world. The country has not yet seen many of the devices which are prevalent in the rest of the world. Just to give you an idea, you know, our batteries which are being consumed by the various devices, the one which is the most predominant one is the remote control. That consumes something like 40% of all batteries which are sold in the market. Correct? Now, in the US, that same number is only 3%, which indicates the kind of headroom that is there for other devices to come into the market and, you know, penetrate into households, which has not happened. Like, for example, a very important battery consuming device is a toy. Now, in India, the toy penetration is the lowest, and you know the government is putting a lot of emphasis on improving the toy market. So, you know, these are things, you know, it would be very difficult for me to say, you know, when Indians would start using electric razors, they would start using electric toothbrush, they would use electronic safes. It is very hard for me to really speculate on that, but I know that India will one day get it. So whether that's going to happen in next year or 3 years down the road, it's very hard to say. So I would say overall, you know, there is a very good case for growth for batteries, but if we go by the immediate past, it seems a little flattish.
Okay, okay. That's really helpful, sir. That's it from my side, and all the very best for future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah, no, sir. And thank you firstly for the opportunity.
Saket, थोड़ा जोर से बोलो भैया.
Yes, sir. Namaskar, sir. Can you hear me now?
Namaskar, namaskar.
Yeah, yeah. Sir, firstly, sir, if you could explain me, sir, what was the change in the product mix if we go on a Q-on-Q basis for September to December? As you have mentioned that we have gone for some premiumization. So if you could give some more color.
So premiumization is, you know, as I was just explaining to the previous speaker, our premiumization have been in getting higher volumes from the premium end of the battery market. And that is how, you know, our value moved up.
Correct. So any more colors, sir? How to differentiate between the same, what was earlier and what currently today, by any value you want to assess?
The alkaline portfolio of Eveready was relatively smaller, and with growing, with passing times, it would only grow. So as a result, you know, because we were under indexed in the premium side, you would see value growth.
Okay, sir. Maybe I will take it offline. But sir, what explained then this 10% reduction in the revenue? And you mentioned about forex impact also negatively impacting the bottom line. So what was the forex impact for this quarter and 9 months?
The forex impact, I think it should be about. Forex impact itself would have been about 2%, which would be roughly about 20 odd crores.
20-odd crores. That translates into direct hit to the bottom line because part.
Absolutely.
Okay. So and the rupee depreciation still unabated currently, sir. So
we have got stabilized at this 82-50. So now what has happened is, it is not going anywhere anymore southwards. Now the only thing is that the raw material prices, the basic raw material prices, have started sort of becoming more favorable. So hopefully, in the coming times, we should see better margin for ourselves. And that is what we are, unless, something again goes wrong, because commodities are not really in our hands.
Sir, if you take the RM basket, just to dwell slightly deeper, what should be the constituent in percentage terms?
Sorry, come again?
I want the breakup of the raw material basket, sir. What are the key constituents of the same?
No, I would say that the key constituents, I'll tell you, if you want further details, you write to our investor cell. They'll be only too pleased to give you. But the main constituents are, zinc, very pure form of manganese dioxide known as EMD, battery chemical called acetylene black, ammonium chloride, then, steel, tin plate.
And all are imported. All the components are...
Like, for example, zinc is completely local, but it is dollar denominated. All the products are
dollar denominated, right, sir. Sir, if I look at the... Yes, sir. Two line items, I have more queries. Sir, you were speaking about the employee benefit expenses, sir. So what should likely be the absolute number, sir? I think so currently, as a percentage of sales, what kind of employee cost on an annual basis
currently,
are we looking?
Currently, we stand at about 10.5%. And we are trying to, that I think is a little over-indexed. And we are trying to improve on that.
So what are the targets here, sir, when you are looking for...
The first step, we will certainly like to come down under 10%.
Yes, sir. Come again, sir.
It should happen next year, hopefully.
Okay. And on the other expenses line item, sir, what has led to the increase even on the lower revenue?
I explained to one of the previous speakers. It is a combination of A&P and, the consultancy investment that we have made.
Okay. This is what the payment we are making to Bain Capital, the agency we have hired?
I mean, they are our consulting partner.
Okay. So, sir, when are the fruits being delivered? Whatever we are spending today, you spoke for the next financial year would be the one where we'll be seeing the same. And what kind of normalized margins can we look for a business of battery?
I would say the sustainable margin the company would target is about mid-teen levels, EBITDA.
And these are the blended margins for all segments together?
All segments taken together, yeah.
And when are we going to see those reflecting on the numbers?
Let's hope that it happens next year itself.
Right, sir. So, one request, sir, the forex impact should be articulated, sir, even in your press release. So, that would give a fair assumption of how the performance has been. So, that could have been very helpful, that the forex number being mentioned in the press release or your financial review part.
I'm taking a note of that.
Yeah, you only mentioned adverse movement, but that's a substantial one to the profitability, sir.
Okay, I take a note of that.
Yeah. Thank you, sir, and all the best to the team, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Kunal Jain from Jain Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. I think previously you had alluded regarding how the battery consumption trend in India and in US is different. So I just had some question on battery. So, and this is slightly more a longer term picture from a longer term perspective. So say beyond 4 or 5 years, how do you see this segment grow? For example, today we're seeing a lot of remote control devices just being linked to your mobile phone or something like that. So say smart AC, smart TV. So today if we have 40% of our consumption coming from a remote, how do you see that mix change over 5 to 10 years? And any reading material you would think would be helpful for us, please do recommend, sir.
So as I explained a little while back, as devices come and devices like, electric toothbrush, electric razor, smart remotes, optical mouse, etc., electronic safe, electronic lock, as these sensors, as these devices come, battery consumption would go towards these segments. As a result, while the remote consumption of batteries would not come down, but in the percentage, in the relative percentage, it will come down. That is how it has happened, even in, countries which are relatively more developed than us.
Got it, sir. And sir, one more question on lighting segment. You have already spoken about how lighting as a segment was seeing some impact in terms of demand slowdown, and that is what our competition has also spoken about. And say some competition has taken increasing advertising spend while margins have contracted for them. How do you see that same thing play out for us over the next 2-3 years? You think we'll have some advantage because we have a lower base?
So, yeah, number one is, of course, we are operating, growing out of a much lower base. Plus, we have really not tapped into our distribution strength, which is going to happen. We have not even sort of, scratched the surface on that. Plus, we will be, I would say, hopefully intelligently communicating. So based on all this, I don't see the challenge in our growth in lighting to be of the same order as that of a much more evolved player. So, I would say you got it right. I mean, we are coming off a small base, so, our growth trajectory is going to be far steeper.
Got it, got it. And sir, last two bookkeeping questions. One would be, what would be our debt level? I think last quarter it was 345 crores or something.
We ended the quarter at about 365 odd.
Okay, 365 crores net debt. And if you could just help us with the EBITDA breakup for our three segments.
So our EBITDA for the three segments were like this. Battery was about closer to 20 odd crores, flashlight about 4 odd crores, and the lighting was flat, meaning break even.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we take that as a last question. I now hand the floor back to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Okay, thank you everyone for taking out the time to join us on our quarterly earnings conference call. I hope we have addressed all your queries. If you still have any more questions, please feel free to reach out to our investor relations team, and we will be only too happy to address them. Thank you once again, and we look forward to connecting again in the next quarter. Thank you.
Thank you, members of the management. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of EverReady Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.